Okay, good evening, Abba Isai. Nice to be back after this new year. Tov Shnayim Hei. We have the Siman Tov Resh Lamed Tes. And what a nice preparation to Sukkos indeed. Now, we stopped in the middle of Siv Gimel, which is in the Ramah. But maybe it makes sense just to fly through the Seif again, top of page 208, and just to get into the Ramah. Okay, we are discussing the halachas of the first night of Sukkos, which is very different than all the other days of Sukkos. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Gimel, top of page 208. Achila besukkah b'leil yom tivrishin choyva. The eating in the sukkah is a mitzvah on the first night of Sukkos as opposed to the other nights and days. Even if you ate the kezayis of bread, that's fine, you fulfill your requirement on the first night. All the other days, rishus is a permission. Ratza, if you wanted, le'achol to eat, suda, soid basukkah. If you wish to eat a whole suda, you're going to have to do that in the sukkah. Ratza, but if you're not interested, eino echel kol shiva. But if you don't want to eat necessarily a meal, you don't have to eat in the sukkah at all. If you want to just eat fruit and nuts outside the sukkah, you can do that. Kedin achilas matzah Pesach, which is very similar, of course, then achilas matzah, the eating of matzah on Pesach. If you don't want to eat, you don't have to eat matzah, as opposed to the first night, which you do have to eat. Says the Rama, v'loyoichal b'layla rishon ad shevad alayla. You have to eat, yes, it's true, you need to eat a kezais on the first night, and you have to make sure that it's during night, by night. So even if you're mekabel Yom Tov early, which many of us do, you want to mekabel Yom Tov early, that's all right, and that's fine. Every Yom Tov, it's fine. You can accept the Yom Tov early. But you have to ensure that when you're eating the first kezais, says the Ramo, on Sukkos, the first night, you have to make sure that's going to be nacht. It's going to be after nightfall.
That's you can't have kezais and then go back in and after.
Right, that's a good question. Could you actually just have a kezayis and after have another kezayis later?
You have another suda, you have your nacht kezayis.
Right, in theory you probably could, but it's not recommended. And you're going to see also the bialocha speaks about, let's see the Mishneh Berurah, maybe the bialocha as well. I just want to finish off the Ramah first. V'yoychal kodim chatzos lailo, and as we know that there is also, on Pesach, you also need to eat. Now, if you come before Chatzos, according to many opinions. So also over here, you need to eat the first kezais before Chatzos. And that's really, really relevant when it comes to rainy Sukkos. I think this year, I don't know what the weather forecast is.
There's a water rain forecast from Nacht until Chatzos.
We're going to get to that. There's going to be explicit halacha. We're going to get to that. We're mamash going to speak about this very halacha a little bit later. Mitz Shem and Sif Hei. Yeah.
You have things like if it's Purim, which is Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
And you can have your siddur and you can clear the table and the kiddush and then put the table back. So I was thinking, here, for example, if you saw your siddur if you had an occasion, Erev Sukkos, and then when you're in the middle of siddur, and then when it was nacht, then you just let kiddush and then carry on eating.
Right.
I mean, my birthday, for example, was Erev Sukkos, which is a very good reason to have a siddur.
Definitely, most certainly.
I wasn't going to make a siddur mitzvah in Erev Sukkos because I didn't die when I fell off the ladder 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Which is also a good reason to make a siddur.
Most certainly so.
So, I don't know, you could...
You've got the Baruch Hamas for the wine choices.
So, I'm just wondering if... Yossel's question, like, does it matter which
ksais
you have in there?
Right, so I think let's just see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Chofeh, as well as the Bialocha, and then readdress your question. Yeah, that's coming in a second. That's Mamash Dermo. You're Mamash Mechavim Dermo. So it's a V'yechel Kodim Chatzois La'ala. You need to eat before Chatzois. Okay, so if you're waiting for the rain, we have to remember, you must eat the ksais. On Sukkos, you need to eat the first kezais. You need to eat that before Chatzos, before midnight. You may not eat from Chatzos onwards, midday. You may not eat properly from midday on Erev Sukkos. Because you want to, because you must eat in the Sukkot the first kezais, you need to eat with great appetite. So therefore, if you're going to If you're going to eat a five-course meal just an hour before Yom Tov because you're really starving from putting aschach up and you really just want to have something proper now, you're fed up with this little bits and pieces, you want to have something proper, and you're just eating that five-course meal before Sukkot, so that you're not going to, you're likely that you when you're coming home from shul on Sukkot, you're just not going to be that hungry, and the first kezayis you're going to eat without appetite, and that's interesting, but that's it's lacking in the mitzvah. You need to eat with appetite, hungry, and that's a very, very interesting halacha, which actually this great discussion in the Achronim. It's interesting that we're finding over a hiddur mitzvah. Normally we find a hiddur mitzvah when it comes to, you want a nice esrog, a nice lulav, and everything in hiddur. Over here the hiddur is to eat with appetite. That seems to be the hiddur over here. That you're eating something with great appetite. That seems to be the hiddur over here, which is very, very interesting. If I may just finish off the Ramah, do me the chilas matzah, like we're finding by chilas matzah as well. That is a halacha, which is actually brought down already. It's a halacha that you mustn't eat a proper meal on Erev Pesach before Seder night. You mustn't eat a proper meal. So similarly, we will find something similar that the first kezayis they're eating has to be with appetite. Yeah.
Is it mutar to eat mazonos?
Yeah.
After hatzos or just not after plagam mincha?
Right. Let's just see what the Mishnah Berurah says on this. Sifkoten chavei in Mishnah Berurah. Sifkoten chavei vaday laila. Da achilas sukkah belaila rishon hu dumi da achilas matzah beleil Pesach. The eating of eating in the sukkah on the first night is similar to eating on matzah on Pesach. The ksiv bo, as it says there, bo erev, in the evening toichlu, you should eat matzois. V'hainam shtechshach, which is dafke, after it becomes nacht. Therefore, you must make sure that just as much as b'matzah you're eating after nacht, and also with the kezayis of sukkah, you need to eat that when it's certainly nacht. V'im be'ech ben ha'shmoshes, and now going to the ben ha'shmoshes shayla, which I think you addressed. What happens if you made a broch and you started eating ben ha'shmoshes during ben ha'shmoshes time? After shkia, v'ochel kezayis, you need the kezayis. Tzorich lachzer v'lechol kezayis b'layla vada. You need to eat an additional kezayis when it's nacht. But the broch of leishev you shouldn't do again. The safek broch is not good because you may have fulfilled the mitzvah already, and therefore safek brochas we tend to be lenient, and you're not going to make another brocha. In other words, ben hashmoshes, if you ate bedi'evet, that's what it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, if you ate before nacht, bedi'evet, you are yotze, but you have to eat again.
So with the rain forecast, is it better to have your suda, if the rain forecast from nacht until chatzos, uninterrupted rain, is it better to have your meal during ben shmashas and risk losing b'tiavon in the event that there's no rain?
Right.
Or is it better to hold out and hope there's not going to be a rain and just wait until nacht and hope for the best?
Now this question is premature to answer because we'll have to see the Mishnah Berurah if Kot Lamed Hay for that. Okay, so Mishnah will readdress it then. If we haven't answered it then please go back to it. Okay, but I think it's going to be... Yeah, so that's with regards to... Now, I must point out of here, at this very point, I just want to get to the Bialoch over here. Bialoch speaks out that in address, what about Kiddush? Could you in theory time it in the following way? Yeah, if you have hungry children and or maybe the weather forecast, whatever, maybe you want to just get that a little bit earlier. Can you make an early Yom Tov? And then make Kiddush, you get home early, before Nacht, and make Kiddush before Nacht, and just the kezayis that you're eating is going to be, the kezayis is going to be after Nacht. You're going to time it just in that way. When you're making a motzi, you're eating, that's going to be Nacht, but the Kiddush is beforehand. You want to gain another couple of minutes. Is that okay or not?
It's okay by
Leil Shabbos, yeah, but over there you don't have a requirement that you need to eat. Yeah, but it is different. It's not as severe as here. It is quite different. Although I can hear what you're comparing, but it is a bit different.
Is it okay on Seder night?
Right. On Seder night it is different because you've got the Arba Kosis. And the Arba Kosis, the Kiddush is the first of the Arba Kosis, which the Arba Kosis need to be, right. So it's a bit different there as well. So Bialocha says the following. He says, beginning v'lo yoichal v'chulu. So he says, hin v'hinei kiddush hoyo yochal lasis mi boyoyim k'tas al hayayin. He says that kiddush actually you can make early. It's okay. You can make kiddush early, says the Mishnah Berurah. I'm skipping the brackets. And the moitzi in leisha besukah yom v'layla. How many minutes are you getting by doing that? How many minutes are you getting? 3, 4, 5? It's not a very substantial amount.
There's
but
how many people you want to drink to.
Exactly, that's true as well. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think it means that. I don't think it means that. You think that it means k'tas means?
Or at least before shkia. I mean, there's no reason why you have to be militant about k'tas.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear. But I think the interesting point is the next point. It's that in theory that's all true. But since you need to say Shechionu, then the Sukkah and after Shechionu, because of Shechionu, there's a bit of a problem over here because Mishnah Berurah seems to suggest the name of Magen Avraham that you've got a bit of a problem to make Shechionu before Nacht. Which is an interesting chiddush, an interesting Magen Avraham, which needs to be addressed as well and discussed. But he said that you can't make. Our wives do Shechionu anyway before. So but the Mishnah Berurah over here seems to be saying that you should make the Shechionu only by Nacht. And therefore, he said.
The reason
why it's okay,
the Shechionu isn't
Chal
on the Sukkah aspect.
As opposed to here it is, right. But right. And then he said, but just to finish off, when it comes to the second night, the Das Asoim Yochaloim Azman Vachach Sukkah, he says that according to the second night, Yochalas is Kiddush Mibod Yoim Ktsas, you could make Kiddush a little bit early, Yoim Agam Kinsman, you could make Shechionu then, Ubiyakas Hamoitzi Velesha Besukkah Yoim Abalailo, and then the rest Hamoitzi Velesha Besukkah you're going to make by night. Okay, without going too much into it, it's just interesting that there's a discussion over here with regards to the Shechionu and just as importantly, the question of whether you can make actually Kiddush a little bit before Nacht as well. Okay, but it's an important ma'amakim over here. Right. Now, just to address your question, I think it was Sifkoten Chavzayin Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, literally the last three words of the page, is the Mechatzos Ve'elach. From Chatzos onward, we said you're not meant to make a meal, so you should have appetite from Chatzos onwards. Yeah, is that? Do you also sometimes feel it hard to eat? Yeah, and you sometimes I don't know. You know, sometimes when it's a mitzvah, I feel sometimes when it's a mitzvah to eat. Yeah, not so hungry anymore. Do you also something like say the night? No, do you sometimes have that as well? Yeah, you just can. Yeah, but you sometimes not. Yeah, I know what you mean. I couldn't agree more. But sometimes you not feel. I heard that from someone, and I think it's very true. When it's mitzvah to eat, sometimes you're just not hungry anymore. Yeah. Yeah, I hear. But sometimes, yeah, I hear. So anyway, so he says over here, mechatzos ve'elach. So you should make sure not to eat too much from midday onwards. Don't eat on erev Sukkot. Don't eat too much. So Mishnah Berurah qualifies that. Who achroinim iskim, achroinim agree. Ledin aloch lamaise. Eino also. It's only forbidden. Kim etchila shor reviz from the fourth hour after chatzos ayom. So that's quite a little bit after chatzos. It's quite a long time. 4 hours after chatzos. Quite a long time. The k'mo shepasim mechab b'simen tov ein alef. That is discussing simen tov ein alef ein sham. The kol part the adinim emuvor sham dvorim amoyim lechol belale tevon shach kam kanz. So there's a whole discussion. What exactly is included in that? Without going into that. Now Mishnah Berurah doesn't go into that here. But what exactly is included? Can you have a little bit of mezonis? Can you have a little bit of drink? So on the whole, but it's very makel of. He said that until after you can after chatzos midday you can still eat a proper lunch. That's all right. Just make sure after the fourth hour. That's when you really have to refrain eating. And that leads us to Seif Dalit. Kol Shivas Yomim, all the 7 days, bottom line. Kol Shivas Yomim, Sedesh Ruchonoch Koire, Veloimet Besuch HaSukkah. For 7 days, Yomim, read. If you're reading something, read it in the Sukkah. If you're learning, learn in the Sukkah. V'kshemevinu medaktek b'ma shikora, V'yilmud, yocholin mud chutz l'sukkah. K'eshedatum yoshe b'zolov. Now he says the following. This is actually based on a Gemara. That what happens if you can't concentrate so well? When you're learning in the sukkah, you can't think properly. You can't learn proper Mishnah Berurah. It's not going in. You keep getting distracted if you're learning in the sukkah. So the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, that if you're losing concentration by learning in the sukkah, you know what? You go inside the house. Go inside the house. If you can learn better at home, learn better at home. That's what Shulchan Aruch saying. That's all if you're understanding and can concentrate. If you're understanding better what you're learning outside the sukkah, that I know that your mind should be more settled. Hamis Palel, the one who davens. Now these people who, if for some reason or another, are not davening with a minion. So Hamis Palel, Rotzam Is Palel Besukkah. If you are davening without a minion, for some reason or another, imagine you live in a village, There's no minyan anyway. So the halacha is, are you meant to daven in the sukkah, or are you meant to daven in your house? So the chinuch says, rotzam is pal besukkah, or chutz the sukkah. You can either daven in the sukkah, outside the sukkah. The starting point would be that that you should daven in the sukkah, but if you can't daven properly, then you should go in the house. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Tes teaches us the following. Yosheves Alofs, your man is settled. Hakol for in it's everything is very individual. Dim Daltum Yosheves Besukah, if you can concentrate better in the Sukkah, then Shish Lemenucha Sham, you can concentrate better. Loimet Besukah, then you should learn in the Sukkah. If you can't, well, if Amim Motsu, the brackets, very interesting brackets over here. But if Amim occasionally Motsu Shish Koir, sometimes it can be very cold in the Sukkah. It's tiring, you're uncomfortable in Yeshiv Sham Harbe. If you're learning a lot of time in the Sukkah, you get uncomfortable. Velikos, and you can't concentrate. Velikos, I'm Billy Mood, you can't focus so much on your learning. Who potter, then you're going to be exempt. Go inside.
Is there a reason for the square brackets?
That's an interesting question. Why is it in square brackets?
Maybe it should be removed.
Should be removed. You think that it should be censored? Should be taken out?
Yeah.
Okay, but what are you going to do about the next line?
Have a look at the right hand side.
Yeah, I'm going to speak about that in a minute. I'm going to get to that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm going to get to that. Ve'im yesh lo terach rav lehavi sforim harbe lelimudei besukah. If you want to learn, you know, you just want to learn, you want to have first a Shulchan Aruch, then a Torah, then a Mishneh Berurah, then the latest Mishneh Berurah, then a Dirshu, then you know, the whole, and it gets a piled up of... Piles of sforim, then, and it's a schlep to keep going back and forth to get your sforim out, then, efshar the pot, you're exempt. Efshar. You don't have, yeah, efshar. Very good,
efshar. Softer wording than the square bracket.
Yeah, yeah, good, very good deal. Efshar the pot, maybe you don't have to schlep the sforim out. But if you have a space that you can keep all the sforim, if you've got a roof that you're not worried about the sforim getting ruined, and you've got a nice little place that you can put a little table on the side, you can put all the sforim, you have to do that. Then you can keep the sforim there. Take all your sforim you're going to use, put them there, and don't schlep them in and out. There's no exemption. But if you're going to, every 5 minutes you need another sefer, and you keep going in and out, and it's you can't do it like every 5 minutes going in and out, and you can't keep them in the sukkah, then you can stay at home. Now, I like very much your diuk over here, but there's a discussion over here, which you pointed out very correctly. There's a discussion over here. Do you have an obligation to bring in a heater into the sukkah? A fan heater or something like that? Do you have an obligation to bring that into the sukkah? If it's a bit chilly, a bit cold?
Came to do.
If
you have a heater in your house, you should have a heater in the sukkah.
Very good.
Very good point. Very good. What do you think about that, Rabbi Sai? The point being made that if you have a heater in the house, teishvu came to do. Should be no reason why you should be freezing. And you're just impatient, you're just going back in your house because you're freezing cold. You're first taking the jumper, after you're putting the coat, after this comes the scarf, and after this, you know, just waiting, let's get moving, you know, maybe dessert, you're having, you know, that kind of thing. So that's not really, so how about taking the heating in? So because that's what you do in your house. How is that point taken, Labosai? What do you think about that?
Well, a fan heater, unless you've got a roof, is a health and safety issue.
And yeah, we're seeing a fan heater that's got a supersonic kind of technological sort of.
I think it's one of those oil radiators.
Oil radiators, okay, whatever the radiator may be, that can just plug in.
The thing is, you're kind of heating the outside because you've got no roof, and therefore.
Right.
It's kind of.
Does everybody agree to that, Rabbi Sai? That it's no point having a heater, it doesn't really affect.
It makes you more comfortable, it helps you more
I think it would be an eight to table. I think it would be a good idea. And then if you could actually point back and say that someone has.
You have.
Chayim. Or even the Rabbanan.
Right.
They have this
degree right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, what do you want to say? But the point is that the point being made is that it should be teshuva kain to do it. It should be as comfortable as in your house. Then it says that the Bikur Yankov Ochlech does say, and it's widely quoted, that one should bring some sort of. Heating item into the sukkah if it's possible at all. And I must say from my own experience, if you put them under the table, I say I don't know anything about health and safety. I must admit I'm not a big expert, but I do know I've put fan heaters in the sukkah and you put it on a time switch and it makes me a bit more comfortable. It's not always necessary, but some sukkahs sometimes it's a bit cold and it does make it a bit more comfortable in there. So, but again, I'm not a big mumche in health and safety. Could be that there's reasons to refrain from doing that, I'm not sure. But I'm still here to say it. So.
Last year I had my electric heater ready to go in the sukkah, and after Yom Tov came in, one of the kids switched it off in 3 days.
Really? Oh, okay. Okay, fine. This is just the Bikuni Akusa. Okay, and I just want to point out Sifkot Lamed in Mishneh Berurah. He does say over here the last few words before Sifhei. The last few words in Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Lamed is Havdol Mavdil B'Sukkah. He says explicitly Havdol should be made in the Sukkah. Kol Shekain Kol Hashanah Mavdil B'Veisoy. You normally make Havdol in your house, don't you? So there's no reason you do it in the, where do you do Havdol? So in the Sukkah, you're going to have to do it in the Sukkah, correct? He doesn't, very interesting over here, he doesn't address the shayla of the brocha, of leishe besukkah, which is a controversial issue a little bit. Would you make, I think we addressed it a couple of days ago, would you make leishe besukkah on Havdalah? So it's a bit of a, would you make leishe besukkah on Havdalah? Right, that's the thing. I mean, you might be koveah. It might be considered a proper, the fact you're having grape juice or wine might be considered a bit of a, you might be able to, that's, you have a couple. Right. So the Emma says what many people do, and I can't say it's Ikka Alocha, but I know that many people are Mahadeh, yeah? Because they want to make Leishe B'Sukkah, they're going to have a bit of Mezoinus on the side, just to...
When do you say
Flu Fleshik Mlav Malka, that's the best. Yeah, if you can get that, that's ideal. If you can't get that far, then go for Milchik. And if you can't get that far, then maybe just ask for Mezoinus, a bit of cake. And that's then for sure you can make Leishe B'Sukkah, that's ideal. But I'm not saying that's Ikra Alocha because it's many poskim don't. I'm just saying that some poskim recommend that. That's a good question as well. Yeah, you would make it then. You could make it then, and you straight have the wine, and afterwards you're going to make a mezonis. Yeah, that's what many people do. But that's not Ikra Alocha. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. I'm just putting that in brackets because I think. Yeah, good question. One straight and one round. Okay, and. And Sifhei, let's start Sifhei. Yoduk Shomim, if it's raining, which is of course very, very relevant in our part of the world, if it rains on the first night, so, because what's the halacha then? Yoduk Shomim, you'd go inside your house then. Okay, if it rains on Sukkot, you go inside your house. Okay. Me'emasai muta lefanois. From what time can you actually go in? When, what point can you actually just go into your house? So he says, when it's entering, when the rain is going into the sukkah, tipois, raindrops, if you would go into the food, the food would get spoiled, even if it's a, whatever the food may be, if they once it starts going into, you have that soup, and as you are eating, you see like it's dropping in, you're having that chicken, and you just see it dropping in, you just see that, it's like, it's raining, when it's, you just want to have a drink, and you see that, it's like, you see like the raindrops going in. So that's, then you know, okay, fine, I think it's time to go inside. That's what it is. The Ramon, and I'm going to finish off with those words, afilo en tavshel lefonov. Now, you don't actually physically have to have a food in front of you. What happens if you're learning in the sukkah? What happens if you're just having a shmooze in the sukkah? What happens if you're just hanging around in the sukkah? What happens when, at what point can you go in then? Because you don't have a food that can tell you, you don't have a drink, you don't have, how will you know then? So you don't actually physically have to, the Ramah teaches us, I feel in tavshel lefonov, you don't physically need to have a tavshel in front of him, even if there's no food in front of you, but if it's that kind of rain, that if you would have a food, you would get spoiled, that's the time that you can go inside the house. And the rest of me, Hashem, will carry on tomorrow.